Now, the Remembrance Project. Writer Alyssa Eli's look at the lives of people who've passed. Today, she recalls a man from West Roxbury, born in the Deep South.
My first memory was the cotton sacks. It's where I came to life in the cotton field. That's how Emerson Stamps began his poem of a memoir, Don't Look Them in the Eye, Love, Life, and Jim Crow. He started writing it with his friend Margot Wazanski when he was 85. The facts were harsh. Emerson was the grandson of slaves and the son of Arkansas sharecroppers. His enormous family was never free of debt. When he was an infant, back in the 1920s, his mother dragged him in a sack behind her as she picked cotton up and down the rows. Yet his first memory wasn't about his own discomfort. It was about hers. All his life, Emerson was aware of others that way.
He always felt like he could love anybody, and that was his calling.
Emerson enlisted in the military after Roosevelt requested volunteers. The Navy wasn't accepting black men, so he trained as an Army winch operator on a supply ship. He was working on D-Day.
And he could still cry at 92, remembering what that day was like. The ocean turning red, and people just being mowed down.
Europeans treated him as the equal of any man. But when Emerson returned with war medals to Arkansas, there'd been no change in the racial climate. His country meant much to him, but he meant little to it. So he left the Deep South for Kansas, working one full-time job as an aide in a psychiatric hospital and another in a VA hospital. He cared for the catatonic, the shell-shocked, the violent. I'd been through war, he wrote. These patients were comrades. In the 1960s, he arrived in Boston, where he studied for a master's degree in counseling, fell in love, and lived for over 40 years with a woman. She was white. That made no difference. Margot once asked, after so many forms of injustice, where his rage had gone. I just sort of buried the anger, he said. It's still there somewhere inside me, but it's cold. After retirement, Emerson loved to barbecue. He had a foolproof family marinade, but he never ate any of the meat himself. When he was small, his desperate mother had stretched every part of a single pig into usefulness, even grinding the hoofs into powder for tea, and he was done with it.
Writer Alyssa Eli, remembering Emerson Stamps of West Roxbury, who died in August at the age of 93. To suggest someone for the Remembrance Project, email remember@wbur.org.